Let's sit tall with head, neck, and back in the straight line. The shoulders are relaxed. Gently close your eyes, no squeezing. Relax your facial muscles. You can even bring a very slight amount of smile. And breathe normal. Make sure your feet are firmly on the ground. Both the feet have to touch. The whole foot has to be on the ground. And the seat is completely restfully seated on your chair. We'll chant Om three times. Every time we'll take a deep breath. Om. Om. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavaditamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. समस्त जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवीत्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवीत्वरं Keep sitting. In the same manner, if you're sitting on the floor at home, then keep your legs crisscross. No body part moves, not even the little finger. So gently suggest to your mind that I'm going to sit in meditation for next 20 minutes and I shall not move any body part. We almost turn up this body into a statue. The only thing is happening is it is breathing, but thank God breathing is going on by itself. Otherwise, can you imagine we will forget to breathe and then 2, 3 minutes later we'll say, oh my God, I better breathe, otherwise I'll die. Thank God for that. So fully engage your mind on the breath for 5 minutes. We'll practice that. Breathing is going on by itself. So I will, yes, I'm a witness to the breath that is going in and coming out. I will just stand on the sidewalk. As a witness, as an observer. And every time the warm cold air goes in my nostrils, I will tell myself I am breathing in. Every time the warm air comes out of my nostrils, I will say I am breathing out. So continuously keep saying it in your mind, I am breathing in, I am breathing out. No need to take deep breaths. While watching the breath parade, if we hear some sound, let's say kids are making noise in the next room, or the loud sound we just heard, that's also part of the parade. We just hear it and do not analyze it. We don't start thinking, oh, is someone going to fix it? Or why is it doing that? None of that. I am an observer. I am a witness. I am not involved in any of this. If I smell coffee, if I hear some sound, I will not sit down and analyze it. Let it be. Just let it be. Keep saying, I am breathing in, I am breathing out. There are many, many varieties of meditation. This is one of the most effective and very simple. We teach it to our children in our classrooms. And anyone can practice it at home. 2 or 3 minutes in the morning, 2 or 3 minutes in the night. After a while, you will see a big change in your ability to focus and concentrate. Your performance will go up very high anywhere. It's a solid training for the mind to focus, concentrate. Prefer you can play light music, just instrumental. And you can employ any other meditation techniques at home, whichever you are comfortable with. But for beginners, this is a very good practice. In one whole day, we get 60 to 70,000 thoughts. The goal of meditation is to thin out the number of thoughts and to raise the quality of thoughts. Those are the two goals. Ultimately, the final goal is no thought, no mind, zero thoughts. Method to cut down the number of thoughts is Karma Yoga. Go and serve soup in the soup kitchen, homeless centers, Mandir, Chinmaya Mission, any religious organization, social organization, go and serve physically. When someone comes to me and says, my mind is very restless and they have enough money, they have all the problems of the world are solved for them and still they are restless, I suggest go and do some physical service, serve the society, serve the needy. It will really open up our arena and we will start having less and less thoughts about me, 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 my, my. We'll think more and more of us, we, and how can I help someone. Eventually, thoughts will be reduced by maybe 80%, because most of my thoughts are self-centered, my ego. My ego makes me stand up and dance non-stop. So karma yoga, serving without expecting any thank you even, helps to crush that ego. After 20, 30 years, you will not even know what is ego. You'll be just so flat on the floor. Go and serve to bring nobility in our thoughts. We, of course, study Bhagavad Gita, the values, positive values we practice. But bhakti yoga is a must. We must have faith, surrender. That is the topic today in our study class. So I will say a couple of things about surrender. So the person who surrenders does not have a personal agenda. They will not constantly insist on their way in life. To the Lord, we are saying, thy will, not mine. The minute you have a complaint against God, you are saying, you stupid idiot, you don't know what my life should be like. I know more than you do. Why didn't you give me this kind of husband, this kind of child, this kind of job, this kind of house, this much of money? So we are doubting Lord's decisions and his capacity to run my life. And that's where surrender comes in the picture. We just 100% totally surrender our life and say, whatever you have decided for me must be good for me. I trust your judgment. We had a friend in Chicago. He was a very deep follower of Rajneesh. And I was young. I was working in his company one day. I was so worried about my sister's heart issues, heart trouble she had started at a young age. And he saw it. He was a very close personal friend of my husband's. He said, why are you looking so sad nowadays? I confided in him. I said, my sister is having heart trouble and I'm so worried. So he said, sit down here. I want to tell you something. He told me about his kaki. So in Rajasthan, they call them kakisa. He says, I have a kakisa in India, in Jodhpur, who goes to temple every morning. She waves the light in front of God, Arati, this and that. And then rest of the day, she complains. She says, my daughter-in-law is like this. My son did this. XYZ is like that. My life is bad. So he told me, he said, one day I told Kakisa, the day you want to fight with God, don't put light in front of his murti. Just fight. Fight all day with him. But the minute you put the light, means you are saying, you know more than I do. Your judgment is much better than mine. So I'm fine with whatever you are throwing my way. That little story had such a deep effect on me. Because every time I complain about even the weather or my bank balance or anything, I'm indirectly telling God that you are an idiot. You don't know what you are doing, but I know exactly what's good for me. Why did you not give it to me? This Gurudev used to say, there is no chaos in the world. It's all very perfectly well-designed, well-oiled machine. Everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to be. I must have done something in my previous birth to deserve whatever I don't like today. I'll go through it. So this way, if we start living our life, we'll become all inclusive. We'll not hate anyone. I will not hate my husband who troubles me every day, because he's just an agent. He's like the UPS driver who delivered a package, which was my karma phala. I must have insulted someone in my previous births. I don't remember. So it had to come back to me in this birth. And no one else was willing to be the bad guy. So poor thing, my husband, he said, okay, Lord, if you don't find anyone to deliver my bad karma phalas, her karma phalas, I'll be her husband. So he is doing a favor to me by bringing my karma phalas. So I'm exhausting them. Be thankful to that person. So this way we'll be so compassionate, so caring, and we'll see God in everyone and everything, and automatically our whole thought pattern will change because we surrendered, we trusted God's judgment. And also he or she has been so benevolent, so kind, so loving to me all these years. Why would he let go of my hand now? I just have no doubt. So in your seat of meditation, bring that form of the God that you worship. If you are a Shiva or Devi Bhakta or Krishna is your favorite, just bring that vision, that kind of picture of that particular God. And then know that your God represents your own self. You are nothing but that God himself has become you in this birth. And therefore, that form of God that makes you think, wake up in the morning, breathe, talk, it is he who has been with you from your birth till today. And from now on until you drop your body, he's going to be with you, because it's nothing but you, your own self. He'll travel with you. You can surely confide in him. Just talk to him, tell him everything, that how you feel. And leave all your worries and concerns for him to take care of. At no time should you have doubt about his love for you. Just live in his presence and relax. There is no guarantee life will be all roses for anyone. Because when our punya and papa karma phalas are 50-50, Guruji Swami Tejavananji says, every time it balances to 50-50, boom, a human body, a baby is born. So no one is all happy or all unhappy. It's all mixture of 50% good, 50% bad in every life. So I have no reason to be jealous of anyone. I have no reason to be upset with anybody else's big bank account. They must have done something good in that area. But maybe they are not happy in their family life or in their jobs or whatever. Just no one has 100% happy or 100% unhappy. It's a mixture of 50-50. So just relax, surrender, and enjoy every moment. The minute you waste your moment, which is today, right now, the minute you have told that I don't care about how valuable I am, how important I am, I'm going to waste my life. Therefore, surrender is the best of the best techniques to be happy ever. Do karma yoga, do bhakti yoga, do jnana yoga. Serve the society, serve your family. Feel that God is sitting in the form of your husband, no matter how much trouble he gives or wife gives. God has come, the Lord has come to remind you that, look, I am here. I'm part of your existence. Don't leave me behind. I am you, he is saying, I am you. I'm giving you breath, life, thoughts, brilliance. You can never say, I did this. I thought such a bright idea. No. Someone else, the pure consciousness, is giving it the ability so you can think brilliantly. So always be thankful. Gratitude is the best feeling we should have. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So it is 10:40. You can gently rub your palms and put them on your eyes and your face. And then slowly open your eyes.